Jordan Moore.
I now call to order the regular scheduled meeting of the Board of Zoning Appeals. Notice of this meeting, the time, the date, place, and the agenda was published as a legal notice in the Aiken Standard on May 5th, 2015. Notice to contiguous property owners were mailed. Public signs were posted. This was done on or before Tuesday, May 5th, 2015. Also, notices of the meeting were sent on May 22nd, 2015 for posting on the city webpage and to the city clerk for posting on the financial administration notice board and the municipal building notice board 24 hours before this meeting. Agenda sheets were mailed or emailed to interested parties. As a reminder, it is unlawful for any person giving testimony to this board knowingly providing false information, that's according to Section 22-9 of the Aiken Municipal Code. Each infraction is a separate offense with a penalty of up to 30 days in jail and or a fine of $1,092.50. To the board, you have received copies of the minutes of the March 24th, 2015 regular meeting. Are there any corrections or additions?
I move that we approve the minutes as read.
Second.
Been properly moved and second that the minutes from the March 24th meeting be approved as presented. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor show by the raise of the right hand. To continue with the introduction, those persons that wish to address the board, we ask that you occupy the cubicle to my left. Please speak into the recording devices so that your conversation with the board can be properly recorded. Anyone that wishes to receive a copy of today's proceedings can either telephone the planning office or sign up on the sign-up sheet just beyond the double doors. When addressing the board, please state your name and your address. Do you have an announcement for us,
yes.
Mr. Planning Director?
I'm passing around the orders. And also, I'd like to recognize Ron Hanna, the gentleman in the gray shirt there. He's our newest staff member. Today is his first day. He comes to us from the Charleston area. He graduated from the College of Charleston with a master's degree in public administration with a certificate in urban planning. And we hope that he has a bright future with us, and he should be working with the board quite often.
Great. He's that two-for-one replacement.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Do you think he can stand all this excitement here with the BZA?
He's looking forward to it, and he's eager to learn all about it. The first application is by Stephen Hoffner to decrease the required separation between buildings to allow the enlargement of the existing kitchen at 127 Leonard Court. This is currently zoned RML. The property owner, Stephen Hoffner, has submitted a variance application to decrease the required distance between buildings to allow for the expansion of the existing kitchen at 127 Leonard Court. The normal side yard setback in an RML zone district is 10 feet. However, the Reflections at Hounds Lake was developed prior to the creation of the planned residential district. And in 1986, City Council approved this development subdivision as group housing, which allowed the clustering of buildings. The owners of the property own the footprint of their building and 2 to 3 feet outside of it. In May of 2001 and again in February 2004, Mr. Evans, the retired planning director, determined that the most appropriate way to regulate setbacks in this subdivision was to use the planned residential building separation standards. And I, as the current interim planning director, agree with that. So the applicant is requesting a variance from section 4.2.6.E, which requires a multi-story building to be no closer than 20 feet to another building to allow the separation to be 17 feet 6 inches to the adjacent building on the east. Would you throw that?
One more. Yeah.
You can see on this diagram how the 18 feet and 20 feet come back. I think it's about 15 square feet that will actually go across into being closer than 20 feet to the adjacent building. I've checked with public safety and they had no public safety concerns. I did meet with the adjacent neighbor, and at first he showed some concerns, and then I received an email from him saying that he had talked with Mr. Hoffner and all of his issues had been, all of his concerns had been addressed, and that you have his email in the packet there that he didn't oppose it.
Any questions of the city?
Yes, please. Tell me again how much of that building is going to protrude in, how many feet are going to protrude into the setback area?
It'll intrude 2.5 feet into the setback.
Right.
And if you look at the triangle here, what I understand is this would be the 20-foot line.
Right.
Yep. That would be the 20-foot line. Here,
mm-hmm.
This would be 18 or 17 and a half feet here.
Okay.
So you have this triangle right here is the part that's going through.
And how many feet is the triangle, the length of the walls?
This is
4 feet,
probably not 4 feet.
14 feet? Four feet. Oh, okay.
That, you see, because it's only intruding from here to here.
Uh-huh, right.
Not the entire length of the wall. So what's that, 4 feet?
Okay, so it's not the part that comes back in like that. It's just that straight part.
Right, this and this. The applicant can probably give you some better dimensions.
Okay.
Is that because of the way the house is oriented on the property?
Yes, sir. It's at a slant and not squared up. If it was squared up on the property, then, of course, if it was 10 feet away at the back, it would be 10 feet away at the front,
okay.
But it's not square.
Now, is that concrete retaining wall, is that the property line right there?
I'm not for sure. That's okay. One to better ask the applicant.
Okay.
Ted?
I should have had you stay up there so you didn't have to jump up and down. You don't have your laser pointer. Now, this is a kitchen addition, an addition to the existing kitchen.
Yes.
Could you point out what is the existing part of the house and the part that's the addition?
Well, I'm reading the plans. This looks like it's part of the existing here. So this would be the addition.
So everything north as we're looking at it, where you put your finger is the existing kitchen?
No, that would be the existing.
Oh, okay. And everything below that is the addition. And I noticed they cut the corner just to minimize the amount of intrusion into the setback. Is that it?
And I'm not for sure why they cut the corner. That'd be a question to ask the architect.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have additional questions to the city from the board?
Yeah, just one. Other than the adjacent homeowner, there was and though there might be somebody else here, was there any other feedback from any other neighbor or anything?
I have not heard.
The Homeowners Association.
I have not heard of any.
Okay.
But this has been reviewed by the homeowners association.
There is in your packet the approval from the HOA.
Right.
If you look at the very last paper.
And their deed restrictions or covenants were for a 20-foot setback as well?
I don't know about deed restrictions. We don't...
Well, whatever they ruled on, but it's okay by them.
Yes. That's my understanding, reading the document.
Since I'm a resident of Pounds Lake, and I think our covenants are pretty much similar that it does, and then they've also had an architectural review of the proposed changes, and this approval reflects that also.
And of course, we're not going to be any part of enforcing those. But
no.
We don't have to warn the applicant that he may be subject to those restrictions as well. Thank you.
Yeah. Other questions to the city by the board? Thanks, Tommy.
Thanks, sir.
A representative of the homeowners, the applicant.
Good evening. I'm Martin Buckley. I drew the plans for Mr. Hefner. I'll be glad to try to answer any questions that you might have.
And you're representing Mr. Hefner, who's in the audience?
He is here, yes, sir.
Thank you, Martin.
Any questions from the board to Mr. Buckley?
Yeah, one question. Was this an architectural feature, the cutting of the corner, or was that to minimize the intrusion into the setback?
Both. It minimizes the front, sort of the presence, the front on the street, as well as cutting back the further it go, the square would go, if it were squared off at that corner, it would be about 5 feet over the line. Right now it's about two. It's about a 2 by 10 foot triangle, about 10 or 11 feet with an altitude of two, which would be around about 10 square feet.
I'll ask the same question that Ms. Turner asked. The concrete walls, is that the property line?
No, sir. That is... That's a retaining wall. It has nothing to do with the property lines. The property lines were sort of granted after the construction was made. This was a rather peculiar way of building in the first place. I did the plans for the original house, and so I kind of went through the process. Originally, there were sort of property lines originally, but they weren't. They were kind of imaginary. You weren't. What is recorded for each house is a small strip of land around the house, about 2 or 3 feet, and the rest of it is all common property.
And the kitchen is going to come with, okay, on the front of the house, and then you got the porch. How far from the front of the house on the side does it start over there? I'm just curious.
There is about a 16-inch setback at the front.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was trying to imagine how that was going to come out there. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Just out of curiosity, does any part of this extension intrude into what was formerly considered the common property or is presently considered common property?
I'm sorry, would you repeat the question, please?
Is any part of this addition, this is just curiosity, has nothing to do with the various applications. Does it intrude into what was considered formerly the common property?
Well, now, I'm not certain that I got the question properly, but the kitchen initially was minuscule. The reason is that the original owner was English, and he didn't really, apparently they don't eat. The desire is now to have a little more kitchen than that. The kitchen originally is about 8 by 10 feet. Above the dotted line there. This would bring the kitchen, make the kitchen into a reasonable size with only an 8-foot width, but it would be considerably larger, over three times as large as it was originally.
What I was thinking of is the original ownership was, maybe it's still in the deed, that they owned the footprint plus a number of feet beyond the footprint. And everything beyond that, between the houses, was common property.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
my question was, does any of this extension go into what was considered the common property?
Yes, sir, I think so, although I can't exactly tell you how much. Not very much, but it would do that, yes, sir.
Does that have to be recorded in the deeds, or do the deeds have to be changed? How does that get handled legally? This is just for my education, I'm sorry.
I can't answer that, really. The general understanding is you own very little more than what your house is on. And it's more a determination at this point of what the homeowners association will allow, I think.
So it's the association that allows you to build into what was beyond the original footprint plus the 2 or 3 feet.
My understanding is that there is a letter to the effect that they have no objection to that in this case.
Because I've never worked or heard of anything like this before.
I wish I'd never heard of anything like this before.
Thank you, Martin.
Aiken is unique, okay?
I actually had the same question, which I think you answered to the best of your ability. My assumption is that the 2 or 3 feet is probably on a parallel. In other words, you know, the eastern wall is already out so far, and that line 2 or 3 feet out would extend to the front plane of the house in a straight line. I don't know. Although technically that also impinges upon whatever the new setback is. But that to me is how you'd have to do it. I don't think you can, their ownership starts moving with every wall around the house. It might, but I have the same curious question, but that's not really for us to take up. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
But Martin, just reiterate, it looks like that the new wall won't extend any further east than the existing wall, and you're just extending the kitchen to include maybe a small dining area, which would be the area at an angle. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Somewhere I read in this document here that this plan was, as we said before, maybe 2 to 3 feet all the way around the house is essentially where what you own. But if this has gotten the approval of the HOA,
yes,
then they're aware of all that. So they've seen it first. They've said okay to it. So.
Yes, sir. Well, they are all experiencing it. They have the same situation themselves.
John? Not that it matters, but what was the original reservation of the neighbors?
The original?
Reservation. It was stated, Tommy stated, that the neighbors had some concerns, but... I was just curious what their concerns were.
I'm sorry, I did not mean to give the impression. I know of no reservation that the neighbors have.
Okay.
Although there may be someone here that can help with that, I know of none.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, if I could clarify. When we do the public notice, we post the property, there's a legal ad in the paper, and we also send letters to the adjacent property owners. He had received a letter from us and came in to see the file. talk about it. He wasn't real sure about it. You know, he expressed some concerns, but not any, you know, basically it's closer to his house. And then he left, and I got the email from him that basically he had talked with the applicant and he was fine with it. So that's kind of how that occurred. I think after he probably heard the full, got all of his information together, he was okay. But at the point when I talked to him, he really hadn't done all the researching and thinking through.
He was probably being prudent.
Right.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board to Mr. Buckley? Thanks, Martin.
Thank you very much.
Do we have others to speak to the variance request? Final call. Others to speak to the variance request? Seeing, hearing none, the chair will now entertain a motion so we can enter a period of discussion.
I make a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Pat?
In regard to application 15-93015, to grant approval to allow an expansion of the existing kitchen as shown in Exhibit F, with a building separation of 17 feet 6 inches to the adjacent building to the east, which is numbered 125 Lindrick Court. Final order to be recorded in the Aiken County RMC office.
I second.
It's been properly moved and seconded that the variance request be approved. Do we have any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, it's always good for the board to explain how it meets the criteria so that the legal staff can justify it in the order.
I'll go back to the motion maker.
It's quite clear to me that it meets each of the criteria, 1 through 6, and clearly satisfies all of the criteria.
The second?
I'll second that. That's an
amendment to the motion. Referring to Judy for comment.
I agree. Like I say, certainly all of the other houses, and for number two, the other houses have more street coverage, frontage and everything, and if you're going to, because I think it also would be unreasonable to expect anybody to, if they like to cook, to be in a 7.5-foot kitchen, so that would certainly be, the conditions are not the result of the applicants, because he evidently bought it like that. And there's plenty of light, air, and open space, so therefore we're not overcrowding the land at all. And like I say, I agree, all six criteria seem to be met.
And we'll let the minutes duly reflect that we have satisfied Ron, providing him more information. Hearing no further discussion, those in favor of the motion, show by raising the right hand. The motion is carried unanimously. Since we have no other items on the agenda, the chair would entertain a motion for adjournment.
So move.
I second.
We stand adjourned.
This is the shortest meeting I've ever been to. 25 minutes ahead.
I think we had one other
day.
Either tired or whatever.
My mind's kind of going, so it could have been nice.
The length of the meeting is more than 15. Yeah. I didn't get the meeting over. I don't have a can.
I guess it's going to be.